Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The NBA Finals begin tonight. The underrated 8th seed Miami Heat clawing their way in past the Boston Celtics, while the number 1 seed Denver Nuggets pretty much performed as expected. So what might happen? And if you've never watched, what do you look for? Sherrod Blakely is in the studio with us. He's an NBA columnist and Boston University lecturer. Hi, Sherrod.
Hello, hello. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and you are too. We've gotten over the whole Celtics thing.
Yeah.
But as we just witnessed in Game 7 against the Celtics, the Heat are fire. They're only the second 8th seeded team to get to the championship final. The New York Knicks, right, did it in 1999. What are they bringing to this in addition to every three-pointer they try, they get in?
Well, I think they're bringing a few things. First and foremost, they have an alpha that's a legitimate alpha in Jimmy Butler. He's been the best player in pretty much every series he's been in so far in the playoffs. They have a head coach in Eric Spoelstra who has been there, done that, has won with championships with different types of teams, and they have that thing that is kind of this kind of out there Heat culture thing, and they tend to win in ways that are very unconventional. Most teams try to build through the draft. They build through taking the unwanted and the disheveled and the discarded players, and they bring them all together to South Beach, and all of a sudden they get this irrational level of confidence that they're really good NBA players. And we saw that in the Celtics series, and that's more than anything else why the Miami Heat are in the finals. Right. They just believe they belong there.
Oh, attitude. And what about the Nuggets? How do you think they will play Jimmy Butler's Heat?
Well, they've got the best player across the board in Nikola Jokic, two-time league MVP, and they've got a lot of really good players around him. I think Denver feels this is their time, this is their moment, and I think they're going to play really well. And they should win this series relatively easily. But the same was said about the Celtics series. The same thing was said about the Milwaukee Bucks series. Miami has been defying odds throughout, and but at some point, it has to stop, and I think this is where it does.
Well, does Denver have an advantage in that the first game tonight, it's in Denver, Mile High City, and that's altitude, and the Heat, they are literally at sea level.
Yes, yes, and I think it's one of those underrated aspects, X-factor type things that may come into play. Having spent some time in Denver before, I can tell you the altitude is real.
Yeah.
Running in that altitude is a definite, it takes a little bit of getting used to. But Miami has been able to adapt to whatever their challenges have been and have been able to find success. But again, I think Denver, the talent, it's going to be a problem.
Okay, give us a little crib sheet. What should people be looking for?
Key matchup, watching Bam Adebayo and Jokic play each other, that's going to be key. Jokic's ability to really impact and dominate play, whether it's scoring, passing, that's going to be key. And also just how will Denver deal with Jimmy Butler, who is a phenomenal scorer, impact player, particularly down the stretch in close games. Dealing with those two dynamics, that'll be huge in determining outcome.
Okay, anything else you want us to know?
Just that it's going to be a good series, and like most people who are out there listening, I thought the Celtics would be here and not the Miami Heat, but I'm still going to pay attention to the series, and I think it's still going to be a good one, even if it doesn't have the teams that we necessarily thought would be in this position.
NBA columnist and Boston University lecturer. We could have the whole show, Sherrod Blakely. Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem at all.